Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Lauren Robinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Finally, to the program, I'm Lori Rubenstein, talking sports and having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Rami Lavi. I will be with you, until 2 a.m. And a lot of baseball, and you want to call in on Mets, Yankees, Tibbs. The French Open men's tournament was, like, absurd today. So we'll do all of that. Rivalries, Yankees, Red Sox. I know there were people saying, is it still a rivalry? Stop. Yes, it is still a rivalry. If it can't withstand, rivalries like sports have ebbs and flows. Rivalries have ebbs and flows. Seasons have ebbs and flows. And that means they go up, that means they go down. And so, yeah. The heyday of the rivalry of Yankees and Red Sox, absolutely. The 90s, the 2000s, epic. Epic. Is it up to that standard now? No, because the Red Sox have, frankly, have not kept up their end of the bargain lately. But still, yes, of course. It's a rivalry. Ask any Yankee fan, please. I want to talk about rivalries. The French Open, we're seeing the beginning of a beautiful peak rivalry with Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner. Second longest men's tennis match in the Open era in history. Since 1968, the Open era, 5 hours and 29 minutes, just beautiful, gorgeous tennis this morning. It was a great day for sports. Mets fans. So here's how the program's going to work. I promised earlier today, I promised Mets fans on Twitter, on X, that I was going to have a conversation with Will Salmon from The Athletic about the Mets. That's coming up in a couple minutes. And then I promised Yankees fans in the 1 o'clock hour at 1:15, I'm going to be talking to Max Goodman from NJ.com, The Ledger, about the Yankees, the rivalry, this game. So that's coming up for you. So Mets fans, Yankees fans, you get equal time tonight. We only have a couple of hours, an hour and a half now, but we'll get all of that done and focus on the sports that happened today that matter to you and you care about. And I know you're passionate. And for Mets fans, look, we've been talking about it. Immaculate vibes right now. Immaculate vibes. And Pete Alonso passing David Wright for number two spot all time, Mets home runs. And there's so much to talk about. Aaron Judge and that kid Dobbins from the Red Sox. Saying that he would rather retire than play for the Yankees. Oh, please. I would like to put that kid to the test, by the way. I would love to see what happens. I would love for that kid Dobbins to be picked up by the Yankees and have a nice, healthy contract offered to him and see when he hits free agency. I just hope this happens into the future. I hope this Dobbins kid that says he would rather retire gets to free agency, fast forward into the future. And the Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner, I'm begging you, make him an offer that's more than anybody else just so we can watch him eat his words. Is he a man enough to accept that? And Aaron Judge making him accept that. Yankee fans, we'll get into it. Are you worried about the pitching? They got bludgeoned by the Red Sox hitters this weekend. So there's plenty to do. All right. I promised Andy that if he called, I would take his call. We've got Andy and Dave. Let me do these real quick if I can. We've got Will Salmon waiting. But you know what? Let me do a call. Let's get you guys on. I know you've been wanting a call. Let's go to Andy and Ronkonkoma. Andy, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Laurie?
I'm doing just fine. You know, Andy, I know you said... Andy, you had said, you predicted the Mets would win 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers. Now, you were close in that projection. Prediction. It came close. But right now, this is a point in the season. How are you feeling after that sweep of the Rockies?
You know what? They needed to sweep. I don't know if they needed to sweep the Rockies. I felt very confident they would sweep the Rockies. And truthfully, I think they should have swept the Dodgers in Citi Field and in L.A. I mean, the Citi Field game that they lost, bases loaded, what, twice in extra innings? They couldn't get a run in. That's not going to happen much. I know that's what's going on with them, you know, runners in scoring position, blah, blah, blah. And then in L.A. But let me ask you a question. What did you think? Were you I'm happy with 2 out of 4 in L.A., or was it just like me, we should have won 4? I wasn't disappointed that we lost because, truthfully, I think they're a better team than the Dodgers. I really do. And anybody that says, you know, they're 1 through 8, you know, they score runs. You know what? This ragtag pitching staff that David Stearns put together, they shut them down.
Yeah, so thanks for the call, Andy. Here's my take on Mets-Dodgers. Number one, Mets won the season series. So yeah, Mets won the season series. Number two, Dodgers have 14, it was 15, I think.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Keeps a moment. It's 14 pitches. pitchers on the injured list. So they have a million pitchers injured. They will look different. We'll see who's healthy come postseason time. But what I thought was important was I thought the Mets should have won 3 out of 4 games against the Dodgers. That's how that series felt to me. And they kind of blew a game or two there. But what the Mets showed is that they belong on the same field with the Dodgers. They can play with the Dodgers. And the Mets felt like as good a baseball team as the Dodgers right now. And oh, by the way, right now the Mets have the best record in the National League. So I thought that while, sure, you can be disappointed and say the Mets should have won 3 out of 4, they only split, but they won the season series versus the Dodgers. I think what they showed is it was kind of a statement and a message that Dodgers looked like the better team last October, and the Mets looked a little happy to, you know, kind of lucky to be their team of destiny. Mets don't feel like team of destiny anymore. Mets just feel like a good team that belongs on the same field with the Dodgers. I think that's the message they sent. All right, we're going to go right now. I promised y'all, Will Salmon from The Athletic on the Mets. Will, are you there? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Lori, thanks for having me. Always good to chat with you.
Great to talk to you. So, and by the way, we've got Dave on hold, wants to talk about the Yankees. Dave, I will get to your call, and we're going to do a lot of Yankees coming up. But, Will, all right, Mets sweep. I was thinking about the ebbs and flows of a baseball season. And right now, the Mets are enjoying great vibes. They're in first place, best record in the National League. For our Mets fans, listeners, can you share a story right now that maybe brings to life some of the, call it the positive vibes that are surrounding this team right now?
There are a few, actually, that I feel like kind of speak to the vibes of the team, and I think that have really connected some guys together. I mean, I've written about it recently, how Francisco Lindor kind of goes around the clubhouse after every series, and he's been doing that since last year. He made it a habit. He was doing it a little bit in the year before that, too, but he goes around the clubhouse and just kind of stops by and chats with every single player in the clubhouse and just kind of gets a feel for how they're doing that day and just kind of catches up with them, whether it's a vote of confidence after a poor game or just a congratulations after a good game. And I think that kind of shows you that they do have a capable leader in him, and he's not alone. I mean, I would also point to even somebody like Juan Soto, for instance, as being somebody who is a little bit more, I think, engaged or a little bit more into the team than I think he gets a lot of credit for, particularly like online, right? Like we see that a lot of mm-hmm. people pointing Juan Soto stuff left and right. But you know, Juan came here and in spring training, he set up this routine of like meeting up with the outfielders. If you go to Citi Field, you could see it after every half inning. They come together and just sort of pat each other on the back, do a glove tap, whatever it is. And that's just like a Juan Soto thing that he brought to the Mets as a means to kind of connect with his other two outfielders before they head into the dugout after the inning. And so you see that camaraderie a lot with the Mets, and I think it's a good sign. Clearly, it helps, but what they really need is, you know, good hitting, pitching, and defense. And for the most part, they're showing all three. There's definitely some room to grow on defense, but and particularly with hitting with runners in scoring position in clutch situations. But clearly, the pitching is there for this team. So there's a lot to feel good about right now if you're a Mets fan, even beyond their record of being in first place, because it looks like it's a sustainable, strong team.
You mentioned pitching, so let's go there. A few of my followers, listeners, are worried about what are usually good problems, which is having too many starters, having too much pitching, that coming up, the Mets will get at some point relatively soon, Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas will be done with rehab starts. And so let's start there. I know Montas has been struggling a little in rehab starts. Manaea just had his first rehab start. Can you give us an update on those two guys? And then people want to know, how do you think the Mets will handle those two and the starting rotation.
Yeah, so we still have some time for both of those guys, actually. Like, Montas is further along. At last I checked into it, and he had the rehab start in AAA today. Another one did not go so hot. That's kind of been the thing recently for him. And Carlos Mendoza was asked about that in particular recently, as to just when do you start to really feel concerned or even care about the results versus him just getting the volume up. And Mendoza basically said, like, we're not quite there yet, but we're close to wanting to see some better results and just to kind of see better things from certain pitches and movement and this or that. And so right now, I don't view, say, the poor outings as like an indictment on him right now. But if it continues to get hit around in AAA, obviously that's not a great sign. Because it's a little bit different than spring training, because here, like, you're coming off an injury and you want to be sure that things are looking right at this point. And again, not quite there yet, but we're getting there. And so even so, if we just say, like, okay, he will show better signs, he will be fine, that will only put him at toward like the end of this month. And so there's still a few weeks left here before they even have to make a decision on him. And even then, he could be a sixth starter, because the schedule, they probably would want a sixth starter at that point. And then we get into the All-Star break and they could make a decision from there. And then with Minaya, he's got one rehab start under his belt. He was like 91, 92 as far as velo goes, I think, from what I've heard. And again, that's something that it's early for him. So that will creep up, I'm sure. And he's even further behind than Montas. So he's more of a probably after the All-Star break type of thing. You get him back. And say if all those guys are rolling in the rotation the way that they kind of are right now, where you have five guys who are pitching well, you already have Paul Blackburn in the bullpen. He's probably not going anywhere as your long man. I think it kind of all depends on how well Tyler McGill goes, because mm-hmm. he's the one guy with the minor league option.
Yep.
The other guys you can't really do much about. You know, you're not messing around with Kodai Senga. You're not messing around with Clay Holmes at this point. David Peterson, he's looked lights out. And so it doesn't really leave you a whole lot of other options. Griffin Canning, he's been very good too. So it makes for like one of those good problems to have. And the boring answer is that these things tend to work themselves out. But again, in that scenario where all those guys continue to roll and you get these guys who are their highest paid pitchers, by the way, who are their to be starters, they got some decisions, clearly.
Yeah, it's interesting, the whole "in David Stearns we trust," that especially I'm sure you found it interesting, I did, is it's sad what happened with Corbin Burnes. And of course, we know he's now going to miss time with the elbow injury, but there's the $200+ million contract, the 6 years, and everybody wondering why David Stearns not doing that. And even the shorter term big money deals that they've made are on, you know, the injured list, and his patchwork sort of rotation, all they're doing is leading all of baseball. I don't know. Do we ever question David Stearns again in the offseason when he makes pitching decisions?
Hey, I'm not sure if I'm even going to question him right now when it comes to like waiver wire pickups with the way some of these other like random guys they pick up from these random teams suddenly become lights out relievers. I'm kind of joking there, but I'm also kind of serious, because he's proving it. He has earned the benefit of the doubt. That's not to say he's going to hit on all these guys. He's not. Nobody is, but he's having a great season when it comes to picking the right pitchers. I think Clay Holmes is a great example of a value pick for David Stearns, because he was obviously a reliever, former closer of the Yankees. They signed him to a 3-year deal at a pretty comfortable salary range for the club. And he's already almost out-pitching that for his yearly mark anyway. And so that's great value for the club. And so they found guys like that instead of going the long-term deals, because those are quite risky. And sure, in the playoffs and, you know, maybe down the road, if you're in a situation where they were last year where every game matters in September, you want that ace-caliber guy on your mound. But at the same time, on the sustainability end of it, the best way to do that is to develop guys and to do that through your farm system. And so that's going to take a little bit of time. And in the meantime, they're showing that they're quite capable of hitting on these value picks to sort of bridge that gap before some of these other younger kids in their farm system are ready to actually make an impact.
Talking to Will Salmon from The Athletic about the Mets, who are in a good part of the schedule, up 4.5 games over the Phillies in the division. And the other very frequent question that I get asked, got asked, and people wanted me to toss your way, I know it's a while until the trade deadline, but Mets fans get excited about this team and feel that this is a team that is worth investing in at the trade deadline to fill holes. So first, what do you think would be, you know, if you were had a say in it, what would be the priorities, if you were David Stearns, that you would make in terms of addressing holes at the trade deadline?
Well, it's never too early for me to talk about the trade deadline. I enjoy it, so I'm more than happy to discuss it. And as far as the Mets go, what I find the most interesting is the lineup, actually. I'm not sure if they'll add anybody to it, but it's interesting to me because there could be some avenues where it pops up. You mentioned the amount of time that's left. It's a very important, say, month and a half or however long it is from now to sort of look at this lineup and see like what they're getting from certain positions, whether that be DH when, you know, Jesse Winker gets closer to a return, or third base and like what they're getting out of the Mauricio Beatty mix, and when Mark Vientos comes back from his injury. Those are two like pretty significant questions I have, or at least I am interested in seeing how those areas evolve, because those could well be places where they look. I'm just speculating, and it depends on how those things go. But obviously, aside from that, and that's just my own particular interest in watching how things unfold, aside from that, it's for me, it's the bullpen, because yep. Right now, the Mets, and Carlos Mendoza said this recently, that they've really relied heavily on Reed Garrett, Oscar Brazoban, and Ryan Stanek as bridge options ahead of Edwin Diaz. And the beauty of sweeping a series against the lowly Colorado Rockies is that they didn't really have to use any of those guys over this weekend. I think they pitched a total of 3 innings, and all of them were on that Friday night game. Mm-hmm. So they finally got to the point where they didn't have to use those guys, but they were going every other day with these guys. And that's not sustainable. And so I think that, yes, a lefty would help, but really, especially without A.J. Pinter, but really any sort of cushion that they can get an above-average guy in there would be a benefit to the group. Because it's been a great group so far, but these guys have been, they've been riding them pretty hard. And you could never have enough of them. And it goes back to earlier in our conversation, Laurie, about just how maybe you don't really necessarily have to get a huge marquee name, because you should feel good about the front office's ability to identify pitchers that could help you. I mean, we saw that a little bit last year with Stanek coming through and Phil Maton, etc. So I'm not suggesting that they have to, you know, blow anything up to obtain this, but it's just an area where I feel like it's going to be a pretty significant need, and that's not unlike really any team that should be of any quality down the road.
So one more from the listeners, the followers, is Sean wanting to know your opinion on playing time at catcher. With now, this is a day where Francisco Alvarez finally hit I know it's the second of the season, but blasted a home run to center. But Alvarez has obviously, you know, struggled a bit and not been that same power hitter that was expected and shown his rookie year. With as well as Luis Torrens has played, both, you know, defensively and clutch hits, how would you divide the playing time between them?
Well, I think it was tricky the last week or two, because on one hand, yes, Torrens had played so well, but on the other hand, you have to sort of allow Alvarez to find some sort of groove. It's like one of those things where it's like, okay, if he's struggling, the only way for him to kind of get going sometimes is to find his way out of it. And if he's not given the time to find his way out of it, how good is it going to serve him to play twice a week or something like that. So I understand like why people point to Terenz, and I've definitely done the same on certain occasions. I will say with Alvarez, he's been a little bit better than he was, say, a week and a half ago when Carlos Mendoza even made the comments of him being late on some fastballs. He's been better. The problem is his inconsistency. It comes and goes. Like you said, today he hit a home run. A couple of days ago, he looked pretty bad on a couple of pitches where he had an 0-4 with some key strikeouts. So it just comes and goes, and it just hasn't been consistent for him. And the power hasn't been there like we suspect it will or expected it will at this point in his career. Still a young guy. I think that they're going to continue to kind of roll with it in this way, unless he just completely goes off the rails and struggles on a worse level, then I think we would definitely see more of Terenz. But I think for right now, especially after the last few days where I think he has shown a little bit better signs, it's a nuanced thing. I mean, I understand like where fans are coming from with it because it hasn't been very good. But if you really zero in on it, it's been a little bit better the last week or so. And I know that's not a great answer because it's only a short time period, but that's what we're going off of these decisions on a lot of the times is like, what's he doing right now? Mm-hmm. Because it could click for some of these guys in an instant, and you don't want to like disrupt that if they've just suddenly found something that has worked. So I think that we're going to continue to see some more of Alvarez, of course, but if he struggles, then sure, I think that Terenz has proven, more than proven, to be one of the best backups, if not the best backup in baseball.
So last question before I hop back to a couple callers waiting. MVP, on the day that Pete Alonso passes David Wright and is number two all time on the franchise home run, career home run list, what aspect of Pete's performance this year, and clearly it's the best season so far of his career, what aspect of Pete's season has stood out most or surprised you, if at all?
A lot of it like has stood out to me. I think the walks definitely, but even like the amount of doubles that he has hit, he's up to like 20 doubles, which I think leads the league actually. And he's a guy who on a good year hits 30, but he never really does that. And I think that really demonstrates his gap power or his ability this season to find more gaps and just be an all around hitter, use the entire field, that kind of thing. And, oh, by the way, also hit 17 home runs with all those doubles, which just shows you the amount of crazy power he has. But what I'm getting at is that it's kind of a perfect season for him at this point because he's doing everything that you want him to do. It's the best version that we've seen of Pete Alonso because the chase is down. He's walking. He's still hitting home runs. And like I said, he's also finding this gap power when he's not hitting home runs, and they're turning into these doubles where you look up, it's June 8th, and he has 20 doubles with 17 home runs. A lot. That's a lot of slug right there. And it just comes down to making some really good decisions. He's not going to be perfect. We saw that stretch with where he had that stretch of like 2 weeks where it didn't look good. He was chasing a little bit more, got into some bad habits, and he was looking like he was last year for a brief period of time. But the key there is that it stopped. And in past years, especially recently, past seasons, those would be prolonged slumps where it would be a tailspin of like more than just a week or two. It would be 4 weeks, and that would be a problem. This time, that was not the case. He nipped it in the bud, he moved on, and then he went on another crazy hot stretch, and this is probably a hotter stretch than before, if you look at the amount of home runs that he's hitting. So that, to me, tells me that he's on a different level this season, and it all comes back to the work that he did in the offseason and making sure that his swing and his mechanics were on point, and plus this an incredible amount of game prep that he does now before games that is different than last year, where he's really going over, pouring over these scouting reports on pitchers in a way that he was not doing earlier in his career. So it's really just a graduation of Pete Alonso to be at his best at the perfect time. Obviously, maybe the perfect time could have been last year, but he's got another crack at it and could opt out, and I'm sure he'll cash in this point based on what we've seen so far.
Will Salmon from The Athletic covers the Mets, does a great job. You should be following him, reading him in The Athletic, as well as following me online. Will, appreciate the time.
As always, Lori, thanks for having me.
All right. 888-808-1019. Dave and Liam, let's say, Rami, can I take a call or we take a break? We can take calls. All right. We're going to go right back to the phones. Dave, you were up first. Go for it. Dave from Rockland County.
Thank you so much, Lori, first time caller to the show. So a few things about tonight's game. One of them is the fact we faced quite a bit of ex-Yankees. And
I thought that, too. It seemed like everybody who was in that game, half the bullpen, you know, obviously the catcher, everybody who was in this game, I'm like, oh, former Yankee, Rule 5 pick, former Yankee, you know, Garrett Whitlock. You're right. It was a ton of ex-Yankees in that game.
My question is, why couldn't they do all this stuff when they were on the Yankees? Statman blows saves left and right. What's his face? Narvaez.
Well, all right.
Narvaez is pretty solid.
Yeah, no, Narvaez is terrific and may even be an all-star. In fairness to the Yankees, so you can look at it two ways. And I hear you and I understand why you would be frustrated. But I would say this, at least for the catching, I find it remarkable. I've seen a stat that there were 8 catchers who were in spring training last year with the Yankees. 8 catchers. All 8 are currently on Major League Baseball rosters. Obviously, there are 3 of them on the Yankees right now because Ben Rice counts as one of them. But there are 5 others that are now with other teams and having, you know, honestly having success. And the Yankees have gotten to a point where they are a little bit of, you know, they're having a ton of success developing catching talent, and you can only keep so many on the roster. And obviously, they chose Wells as their guy. Now, you want to say they missed it with Narvaez. They didn't really give him much of a chance. He got a cup of coffee for 5 seconds, and then that was it. I also think they sold low on Luis Torrens, who's been playing really well with the Mets. But the Yankees have developed a ton of catching talent. That's a credit to them. As for the Chapman thing, you know, I hear you on that, why he dipped at the end with the Yankees, but it's not just the Red Sox that he's back up with. Like, since he left the Yankees, he's actually been pitching well in, you know, multiple stops. So it seems like it was just sort of a dip then at the end of that time with the Yankees.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.